Hi there, and welcome to the Dog Sports Decoded podcast. My name is Megan Ritchie, and I am the host, and today I thought we would cover kick sleds. I've been getting a ton of questions from you guys at my store, High Drive, about kick sleds lately. Obviously, we've got kind of winter locally here in Calgary now. We had a good little dump of snow. Certainly not enough to make the downhill skiers happy, but enough to start to get out there with the kick sleds, think about getting skiing, and of course do some groundwork with our dogs if you're wanting to do some dog sledding this winter. So I thought I would head out to West Bragg Creek yesterday. West Bragg Creek is an off-leash area. So I didn't bring the dogs because they're not always good with other dogs, and I didn't want off-leash dogs running up and getting us tangled in our lines. So I went without the dogs just to kind of check out the trails, see how much snow there was, and shoot a quick little video for you guys so you could kind of see the sleds in action and get a little bit more information about them. So I've kind of pre-shot a video of myself and the sled out in West Bragg yesterday. So I hope you enjoy that, and it gives you a little bit more of an idea of what the kick sleds look like and how they work. And then I've also done a quick little video at home a couple nights ago to show you kind of the setup for a dog, since I didn't have my dogs with me. And then also just quickly how to open and close the kick sled. So with that, let's dive into our West Bragg Creek video. Is this amazing or what? I'm out here without the dogs today. This is actually my first solo trip on the kick sled. Came out to West Bragg Creek mostly just to check out how much snow there was and kind of check out the trail. So there is snow. This is probably the most pack anywhere here today. Nowhere near the base they'll have once they really start grooming for cross-country ski season, but good enough to get out on the kick sled today. I didn't bring the dogs, so I can't show you the dog setup, but I thought I would quickly show you kind of the setup of the base sled and what you'll get if you are interested in picking one up. So this is the natural Esla kick sled, the T6 size. I'm 5'1", so I'm kind of at the bottom end of who this will fit, and it'll fit 5'1 to 6 feet tall. So you can see I've kind of got some of the dog conversion put on here still. I've got the foamy to protect the back of the dog's legs over the brush bow. I've got a couple little D-rings here that the bridle will attach to. I've got the plastic runners on today for the snow. I would take that off and just run on the metal runners if we were going on ice. Of course, we've got the chair. Somebody asked me the other day how big it is, and it's hard to see here without a whole lot to contrast to, but I would say it's about the size of a kid's chair that you might find in a kindergarten class or something. So it's pretty sturdy. It's not going to go anywhere, but if you have somebody that's a little bit taller, that might not be super comfortable for them to sit in for long periods. Of course, you're probably going to be working, not sitting, but there you go. And then we've got the footrests there, you can see. I'm going to have to move these up a little bit for me now that I'm using this today. But those are movable. And then the back of the runners here, you can see that the plastic runner ends just shy of the metal runner. So that's kind of the kick sled. Pretty easy to collapse. I lost a wing nut on the way over here today, even though I double checked that they were tight before I put them on the roof. And you can see one came off. So I'm gonna have to fix that when I get home. But but normally we just twist these off and then tighten them back up, and we can just pop the seat up and set it down and fold the handlebars flat to the ground when we're ready to put it on the car or inside the car. So, whichever means of transportation you prefer. So that's it. I just wanted to show you today. You see that nifty reflector. But that is our Esla kick sled. Maybe I'll take another video here and gonna walk up the hill, I think, and show you some video coming down it. All right, so I've walked to the top of the hill here. Because I don't have the dogs with me today, I do want to show you it how it acts a little bit faster. So that's why we hiked up the hill. But I just want to show you kind of how the runners move a little bit, and kind of what kind of speed you can expect. So I of course did not bring my GoPro with me today, so I'll see how well I can do this and kind of pedal at the same time. And then if you want to brake, you can just drag your foot here. Let it go again. Pretty much. I don't know how well I'll manage to film it, but I'll try and get one that that shows you a little bit more kind of the wiggle in the feet. I can't do it with one hand, but you'll see the skis, the runners have a fair bit of movement to them. So without weight on them, once you have your weight on, if the dogs pull, they'll run straight, of course, but you do need that weight to kind of move the runners a little bit to help you turn. So they do have movement to them. They should have movement to them. That will help you steer. So that's all I wanted to show you today. And I'll see if I can get one more. There it goes. One more video of it. Showing you the ski movement while I'm pedaling. Alright, so I hope that helped give you an idea of what the kick sled looks like sort of out in action. Next time I'll try and bring my GoPro with me so you can see a little bit better, but I hope that helped. In the next video, I'm going to quickly walk you through the setup and kind of opening and closing the sled so you know how to set it up in person if you've ordered one. And then the dog setup, we have our bridle in red there, our bungee line in green, our rope tow line here, and then our harness. So that is our complete setup. So before I let you go completely, I should of course let you know how you can undo all this. Now, of course, you can leave this setup like this, throw it in your garage or wherever you're storing it, and just leave it like this permanently. But if you'd like it to take up a little less space, that's definitely possible. So I thought I would be remiss not to show you. If you are buying from us in Calgary, we will go through all of this with you in person, the whole setup and takedown, but I thought it might be valuable to go through it with you here as well. You know, sometimes in our visits, things go by so quickly, and you know, 2 weeks later, you can't remember what I said. So I wanted you to have this resource that you could always go back to and check. So luckily, pretty simple process for kind of everyday storage. All you're gonna do is loosen this wing nut. Be careful
you don't loosen it all the way. At some point, you probably will drop it and you can lose this washer. So just be careful of that. And then we're just going to lift from underneath the seat. Sometimes it helps to pop those forward. Mine's a little sticky here today. If it is like that, again, just pop it forward, loosen it up a little bit more, and that lifts up and out of the way. So from there, I can just press down on the handlebar at the top, and that will fold back flat against the runner, and then the chair just tucks down like that. So just lift and press the top of the chair down, and then if you need to store it, you can store it on its side like that. It'll take up a lot less room, side of your garage or wherever you'd like to keep it. So that's handy to take it apart. And really quickly, again, just to show you how to set it up from there, you're just gonna lift the seat up, step on the runner, lift the handlebar up into place, and again, kind of slide those forward. The hardest part is just getting the upright bar in place. Slap that down, tighten the wings, and you're good. So that's all it takes to set it up and take it down. Word of warning again, before you travel, if you're throwing this on the roof of your car or even in the back of your car, your truck or what have you, make sure you tighten those wing nuts. I did lose one day driving down the highway. Luckily it caught on my trunk, so it wasn't gone forever, but just be careful with that and make sure you tighten them before you take off, or you'll be searching for new parts. Well, I hope those quick little videos gave you an idea of what the kick sled's all about and whether it's something you might be interested in checking out with your dog this winter. It's a really fun sport either with or without your dog. For me, I'm not a very strong cross-country skier, so I was kind of curious to see how long it would take me to go with the kick sled versus sort of regularly with the cross-country skis. And I would say for a slow skier like myself, it was probably about the same, the kick sled and the cross-country skiing. If anything, I might have been a little bit faster with the kick sled. Not so much on hills, going up the hills, but coming down certainly was a lot faster. And if you're a more strong skier, you probably will find skiing to be faster, especially if your dog's pulling you with skijoring. But if that helps you, I decide whether the sport's for you or not. I find the learning curve on the kick sled is pretty quick. Cross-country skiing took me a while and I'm still not particularly good at it. Not very confident going around corners, not very confident with high speeds. So for me, I find the kick sled much easier to jump into, especially with the dogs pulling me and things like that, much easier to brake, plant your feet, things like that. You're not strapped into the dog as they try and careen you into the trees. So that's kind of a nice feature. But I hope this just kind of walked you through a little bit more of the kick sled, what it's all about, and maybe giving you a better idea if it is something you would like to try this winter. So thanks for tuning in, and I will catch up with you guys next week. Talk to you later.